Thank you. My name is Lorin Ovidiu Hagim. I'm from the Ministry of Justice. Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, Romania has always been committed and followed through successfully in the last years the recommendations in the field of justice and anti-corruption made by various international institutions and mechanisms, including on the occasion of the last UPR cycle. We took note of your recommendations and we acted upon in the most constructive manner. The Romanian authorities enacted legislative and institutional solutions or adequate mechanisms or procedures to comply also with the decisions of the European Court of Human Rights or European Court of Justice. The results in the justice field so far are undeniable. There is a track record, especially over the last years, with constant positive and sustainable developments. Such developments are the adoption in 2021 and 2022 of the and the start of the implementation of four new strategies on anti-corruption, on the development of the judicial system, against organized crime and on asset recovery. Then again, in 2022, we managed to dismantle the special section for the investigation of crimes committed in the justice field. Then we have adopted three new justice laws on the status of judges and prosecutors, judicial organization, and the Superior Council of Magistracy. The successful completion of the selection procedures for the appointment of top chief prosecutors that was done recently this year was finished. The full operation and functioning of the National Agency of Management of Seized Assets, and the full functioning of the prevent system. We were talking earlier about the public procurement. So public procurement benefit of this prevent system, a mechanism to prevent conflicts of interest in the procedure for awarding such public procurement contracts. And then again, earlier it was asked from us to continue, have a positive and constant track record of the DNA. We have it. It's acknowledged in SCVM reports, also in the GRECO's reports. And not only because of this, but because of many other measures, I underline once again that on April 17, we were very happy and honored to receive the invitation to become an associate member state of the OECD's anti-bribery working group and to accede to the anti-bribery convention. The recently adopted justice laws reinforce safeguards for judicial independence. For this purpose, all key recommendations made by the European Commission during several rounds of consultation held at technical level, as well as the last CVM reports, the opinions of the Venice Commission, but also the GRECO report since 2017, or the ECJ rulings from last years, as well as some of the ECHR cases, Chioveși against Romania and Camelia Bogdan against Romania, have all been taken on board. There's no more time for me to go into more details, but these last years were successful in terms of reform measures. However, we remain aware that the justice reform is an ongoing process that needs constant progress. Thank you very much.